share market, the S&P, the ASX stocks.
This is Motley Fool Money.
Welcome to Motley Fool Money, the Money Hacks Edition, our short weekly check-in on how you can make the most of your money. I'm Scott Phillips, and with me is Anirban Mahanti. G'day, Doc.
G'day, Captain.
Mate, we're going to talk about how to save 40% of your income. Now, that sounds like a pretty extreme thing to say, right? Not only can I tell you how to do it, I know it's possible because we've had a listener, well, a listener of a listener, who has actually done it themselves. We don't normally take other people's podcasts here, but we're going to do this one, well, basically because it's the Motley Fool co-founder David Gardner's podcast, and that's always good to keep in tight with the boss, but also because it's a really, really cool story. I'm going to tell you the story of Dave Geck. Now, Dave wrote to David Gardner, two Daves, in 2018 to share some of his story about how he managed to save 40% of his income. But bear with me while I tell the story. He writes, back in 1975, one of my instructors took a few minutes to talk about finances. He had a recommendation. Now, Dave was in the military. He suggested when we graduated, we take $5 out of our $625 a month that we were getting as second lieutenants. Now, so Dave was in the military. The instructor said, take $5 out and do so without fail or without changing the amount until you're promoted from second lieutenant to first lieutenant. And that was going to be in 2 years' time. And the instructor asked us how much would we have. Well, knowing it would take 2 years until we were promoted, we quickly figured out 24 times 5 plus interest would be about $125. He commented that yes, it would not be much, but the goal of the first 2 years was to develop the habit of saving. He then suggested upon getting a raise, we save half of the increase and use the rest to pay additional taxes and increase our standard of living. He pointed out that if we could make ends meet on a second lieutenant salary in our 24th month, we could certainly make a living. What have I got here? Certainly make it during the 25th month on that amount plus half of the increase. Sounds fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got back to Dave's letter. He said to do this throughout our career and we would have a sizable sum by the time we retired. It made sense to me. I did not have a career of military service, but I followed his advice with my civilian pay. When I was about 55, my wife and I went out with another couple and the husband asked if we'd saved anything yet for retirement. Scary in itself, right? But let's keep going with Dave's letter. He said they were concerned as they had not yet started. I related the story of my instructor's suggestion and said we were probably saving about 40% of my gross salary. They were shocked. The next day I came home and my wife greeted me. This is fun. My wife greeted me with music to any husband's ears. She said, "You're right." I had no idea what she was speaking about and was almost afraid to ask. She said when she had heard my story, she thought it was quite an exaggeration to say we were saving 40% of my gross salary. She said she'd never added it up, but did so that morning. We had some money going here and some going there. She was shocked to find out it added up to 42%. Now, Money Hacks, mate, we'd like to help people make the most of their money. And I reckon Dave's story is a pretty good one.
I love this because I think it's a great way to save, largely for two reasons. One is, you know, when you've got, you know, if you've started earning, you've got a standard of living around that you've built, right? Mm-hmm. And what usually happens is when you get a raise, your standard of living, all of a sudden you know, make
this
big hole.
You can
afford, you know, and spending is very easy because we are, you know, we are always enticed to spend, right? But this is such a good example for a couple of reasons. One, habit forming is important. So you form your habits and it's easy to form those habits early on. And if you form the habits early on, then they don't go away, right? And because they don't go away, you still, you know, you're doing this 50% thing, right? If you're doing this 50% thing, you are still getting extra money that you're able to mm-hmm. use. So it's not that you're depriving yourself.
Correct.
You're not depriving yourself, yet you're saving for the future. And when you, I guess, retire, you'll have a lot of money, which is, this is fantastic for that reason.
So think about it, right? If the boss offered you only half of your pay rise, you'd still take the money, consider half of it yours and the other half for future you. And like Dave Geck, you can save 42% of your salary. And I guarantee you, that's going to make for a very, very good retirement. That's it for this week's Motley Fool Money Hacks. See you next week. Full on.
Full on.
The Motley Fool and people appearing in this program may have positions in the companies mentioned. General advice only. Please speak to your financial professional to understand how it may pertain to your situation. Subscribe to the free newsletter at fool.com.au/MMM. The Motley Fool operates under Financial Services License 400691.